No one in this world belongs to us except our dearly beloved Satguru. This is Kabir's Bhajan Apana Koi Nahi, page 137. Oh man, don't be saying, mine, mine. There's no guarantee of breaths. Your life is as fragile as sugar candy thrown into water. Oh man, don't be so full of ego. Death is on your head. One day, you fool, you may even drown without water. You're wearing dust. You dress in dust. Even your pillow is dust. One day, madman, your body will return to dust. As long as oil and wick are in the lamp, the light gets brighter and brighter. When both are finished, the dead body is carried to the graveyard. What is the use of stitching the old clothes again and again? No one is the friend of the heart. All have selfish motives. No one in this world belongs to us except our dearly beloved Satguru.
Lashi Bhagavato.
Don't be saying, mine, mine, there's no guarantee of breaths. Your life is as fragile as sugar candy thrown into water. No one in this world belongs to us except our dearly beloved Satguru. And a couple of announcements. This one, actually, we should have done this last week, but it was overlooked. And a sincere thanks to everyone who, on Sunday afternoon 2 weeks ago, cleaned 5 of the big house guest rooms and vacuumed the satsang hall and accomplished a variety of other maintenance tasks. So we've had a couple of, I guess you'd call them Sunday afternoon seva days now, and they have worked very well on Sundays after lunch. So maybe we'll have some more. And finally, we have a date for the installation of the new carpet in the hall. The work will begin on Monday, February 24th. We expect it'll take 2 to 3 days, but new carpets always need time to air out. So there's a good chance that we will not be holding satsang in the hall next Sunday, March 1st. And if that's the case, then we will use the living room at the big house, and we'll have signs out to let you know as you arrive. And the evening satsangs and meditations during the week of February 24th will be in the big house. And finally, there will be no meal served at the big house on March 1st after the satsang. And that's simply because with turning the living room back into a satsang hall, it just wouldn't be possible to pull off cooking and preparing and serving a meal in the same space. All right, our first reading. Last week we began a satsang of Sanchi's given in January of 1985 at 16 PS. This is on a hymn of Swamiji. It was called, Advice for the Soul. And we'll begin with lines from the hymn. We're in the middle of the satsang. When the lotus blooms, the honeybee gets happiness by loving it. And Sanchi says, what kind of love do such disciples have for their master? What kind of happiness do they feel when they see the form of the master? He says that such disciples have love like the honeybee has for the flower. When the lotus is in bloom, it is on the surface of the water, and the honeybee is attracted towards it. The flower does not do anything to bring that honeybee in his contact. It is the honeybee who is attracted by the flower, and all day he remains there with it. When the evening comes and the lotus closes up, even then the honeybee is not ready to give up its company. He is caught in the petals of the lotus, and either he remains there all night or he dies. But he will not give up the company of his beloved even for a moment. So such disciples who have gone within and have seen the attractive form of their master within, their love for the master becomes like the love of the honeybee for the lotus. And from the hymn, O friend, those who have darkness within them do not get the knowledge of the master. The religions and communities that say, what's the use of going to the master? What do we have to get from the master? Just that master who came in the past is enough, and we do not need to go to any present master who doesn't exist anyway. Well, for them, masters do not need to be critical, but they tell us the truth. They say that such religions and communities do not have the affection for God and are not fond of doing the devotion of God. Master Kripal Singh Ji used to say that a child who was born in the past needed the mother as much as the child who is born at the present time needs the mother. In the same way, if the people who were born in the past needed the guidance of the master, then the people who are born in this time also need the company of the master. That is why masters say that the darkness of ignorance does not go away from those who do not go to the perfect master after getting the human body and receive initiation from him. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says that those who are without the mantra from the master are living as though there were a curse on their lives. He compares them to dogs, pigs, snakes, crows. What else can Guru Sahib say? Guru Arjan even goes so far as to say, those eyes should be closed which do not see the master. Those ears should be sealed which do not hear the shabd of the master. And again from the hymn, if the perfect Satguru is not met, one wanders in the ocean of life. Now the question of life arises. He says that if in this lifetime one does not meet the perfect master, he will not get liberation. And if by mistake one goes to some greedy, imperfect Mahatma, even then he will not get liberation. Paltu Sab says, nowadays, one who is accompanied by 10 or 20 people is called a Mahant. Dear ones, parties cannot make masters. And by parties, he means factions. Of course, you can make people follow you, but they cannot make you the master. Sundar Das had the opportunity to meditate with the instructions of Master Kripal. And Master Kripal showed him within what happens to false masters. You can read that account, and there's a footnote. That account is found in the book, Oberoi's book, In Support of the Shaken Sangat. So you can read that account, and you will know that not even negative power forgives those people who act as false masters and deceive other people. You know that it takes more than 16 years to get a master's degree. If someone says, my teacher has told me that I have got this degree without working for 16 years, it is possible that some people will believe him. But the government will not believe him unless he has passed the examination and has the degree in writing. The government will not give him any job, and he will not be accepted as one who holds the master's degree. In the same way, if someone says, that without working in meditation, without sacrificing on the path of the masters, that he has become the master, well, God will not accept that. God will not believe that because without working hard and without sacrificing, one cannot become the master. Of course, you can make people follow you and believe that you have become the master, but God will not open his door to you unless you have sacrificed for him and unless you've worked hard in meditation. Often I have said that before going to any master and taking him as your master, you should find out about his life. If he has done any sacrifice for God or has worked hard, if he has sat for the meditation or not. Because he who has sacrificed for God can teach you how to sacrifice for him. And only he who has worked hard can make you work hard and do the meditation and go within. How can he who has not worked hard and has not sacrificed teach you about sacrifice and about working hard? He himself has not done it, and he does not know anything about it. Only a wrestler can teach you how to wrestle. Only that perfect one who has worked hard and gone within and sacrificed for God can teach you about all those things. People who have not worked hard and who have not met God may tell you, "Come to us, and we will make your soul go up." But is that possible? If they have not become successful in taking their own soul up, how is it possible that they will take your soul up? Guru Nanak Sahib says that the condition of such people is like that mouse who is not able to fit in his hole himself, but he is accompanied by many other mice, and he wants to help all of them get in. Supreme Father Kripal used to tell us not to look at how many students go to a school. It is how many who pass their examinations and graduate that counts. In the same way, he used to say, "Don't think that because over there are many people, that one is the perfect master." Because this is not the criterion, that if many people are going to one person, then he is the master. He used to say that you should see whether that Mahatma has done meditation or not. Only that master who has stayed up all night and worked hard and done a lot of meditation can become the perfect master. When we get the perfect master, when we receive the perfect Nam initiation, after that we should honestly meditate on the Shabad Nam and not search for anything else. It is all right to search for the perfect being before we meet him, but once we have got him and take initiation from him, our search is ended, and we should honestly do our meditation. And again from the hymn, "I have received the Satguru. I sacrificed myself." Now he says, "In the human birth which God has given me, I have met the perfect master, and now I sacrifice myself for that master." Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj says, "I sacrifice myself on that master and remember him 100 times a day. For him, it did not take even a moment to change human beings into God." And again, from the hymn, "I remain looking at him as the moonbird looks at the moon. Now he says, what kind of love do I have for my master? The moon has risen in the sky, and I am on this earth like a moonbird. I gaze at my master like the moonbird gazes at the moon. And just as that moonbird does not remove his attention even for a moment from the moon, in the same way, I also don't like to remove my attention from my master. Regarding the darshan of the master, Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say, while you are having the darshan of the master in the satsang, you should be so much absorbed in the darshan that you do not look, even for a moment, towards the party who might be sitting right next to the master. Your attention should always be towards the master, and you should go on looking at the forehead of the master between his two eyes, and then you will see what kind of glory you will experience. Further, he used to say that after you have had his darshan in the satsang, you should keep on doing your simran, at least for some time, so that you may not lose the benefit of the darshan which you have had of the master. The commander of my army unit used to go to see Master Sawan Singh very often. He had a lot of love and affection for him. Once, I remember, that he asked Master Sawan Singh about the darshan of the master when he was sitting in his room and talking to people. And he replied, I will say, regarding the darshan of the master, that you should continue looking at the master even when he is talking to other people. You should not pay any attention to the person with whom the master is talking. Your attention should always be toward the master, because if you are paying attention to the person with whom your master is talking, it means that you are becoming disrespectful to the master, who is almighty, the owner of the creation, and who has come in this world and taken up this body full of dirt and sufferings only for your sake. If you remove your attention from the master even for a moment, it is as though you are being disrespectful to him and do not appreciate him. And from the hymn, the Satguru is the form of the Shabda. He lives in the sky. The Satguru is not the body. He is the Shabda. He has taken up the body only for a short time, but in fact, he is the Shabda. For that matter, the body of the disciple is not the disciple, and the body of the master is not the master. The form of the disciple is the soul, and the form of the master is the Shabda. Master in the form of the Shabda always remains in the real home. One foot is in this world, and his other foot is in Sach Khand. Whenever he wants, he can go back there. Whenever he opens his eyes, he is in the world. And when he closes his eyes, he's back in his real abode with the Almighty Lord. When the Siddhas asked Guru Nanak who was the disciple and who was the master, he replied, Shabd is my master, and my soul is his disciple. And from the hymn, you are also the form of the soul. Remain attached to the master. Now Swamiji Maharaj is advising the soul. He says, even the soul of the disciple is not a small power. The soul is being covered by many things, and she has forgotten that she is a very big power. You continue following the Shabda, and you will see that you are not different from the Shabda. And from the hymn, in your eyes is the beauty of the Master. Open your eyes. After giving us the initiation, the Master does not become careless of us. He sits within us in the form of the Shabda. So here he says, Master is within you. Open your eyes. See how your Master is present within you. He's not in America or anywhere else. He is always present within you. You need to open your eyes and see him there. Sufi saint Bulleh Shah has said, the emperor is not far away from you, but you do not have the eye with which you can see him. That is why your life is full of suffering. And again in the from the hymn, in your ears is the Shabad of the Master. Listen to it and reach the inner heaven. Paltu Sahib says, you are sleeping, but your Master is awake, and he's calling you from within. At least you should hear his voice. But he says that it's a pity that you are sleeping while your Master is awake, and still you claim to be a lover of God. He says that your Master is awake within you, and he is calling you, but you have the intoxication of the worldly pleasures, and because of that, you are sleeping. But still, when you get up, you say that you are in love with God. And the final lines from the hymn, Radha Swami has said, this is the real path. Those who believe in it with good fortune go across. Now Swamiji Maharaj says that the path of the Masters, which the Masters show us, is the highest of all the paths. And those who obey the commandments of the Master, who do the things according to the instructions of the Master, holding them by the hand, Master makes them cross this ocean of life. They do not say that you will get the liberation in your next lifetime. They say, come on. Come now, do now, and get the results now. I get many letters from the dear ones. When they get initiation, they write to me and tell me that they have been initiated. I reply to them, it is good that your thirst has been quenched and you have got initiation. But that is not all. Now you have to do your work and meditate and become worthy of the initiation. I often say that you can dive into the ocean of the Master and bring out that pearl of Nam. You can do it, and you should do it. So as Swamiji Maharaj said, we should make Tisratil, our eye center, as our seat, because this is the place from where our journey begins. This is the door of our home. And if we do that, we will see that Master is also present there. He will never go away from us. He is always with us. Wherever we go, he will accompany us. And whatever we ask him, he will reply to it. And whatever answer he will give us will be correct. And that concludes that satsang. And we're going to begin a satsang that Master Kripal gave in Fairfax, Virginia, at the beginning of the 1972 tour at the American Legion Hall. And this is the talk that was given the title, Don't bend your elbows. And there's a note at the beginning, editor's note, and the editor at that time was Russell, who writes, August 21st, 1985, and this, by the way, is from the August 1985 Sanpani magazine. August 21, 1985 marks the 11th anniversary of the departure from this plane of Sant Kripal Singh Ji Maharaj, the guru of the living master Sant Ajay Singh Ji, and one of the greatest masters ever to bless the earth. Even the most cursory reading of the living master's discourses and books and poetry will demonstrate the power of Kripal Singh, manifesting itself in the transfigured life of his Gurumukh disciple. That power was felt and acknowledged by many of us, although we did not make the full use of it that Sanchi did. So we are reprinting here one of Master Kripal's most memorable discourses, originally published in Sat Sandesh in the December 1972 issue. I was present when Master gave this talk, and I immediately wanted to publish it. But I had to leave Virginia that night, and unfortunately, when I came into possession of a transcript, it was very inferior. Master Kripal was often very hard to understand unless we were familiar with his vocal patterns, and the transcriber was inexperienced. I tried in vain to get a copy of the tape to check the transcription against, but I could not. So, trusting in him, I edited the manuscript against my own very vivid memory of the talk, and I took it to him. The master went over it in my presence and then handed it back and told me to publish it just the way it was. And thus, he charged it all over again, as it were. So this is that talk. All masters who have come bring the religion of love. They say that there is a maker of all this creation, that he is controlling all this creation, and that same power is controlling you in your body. God is love. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. It has love innate in itself. And the way back to God is also through love. In the Bible is given the same thing. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Kabir and all other masters have said the same thing. So we are conscious entities. We have to love all consciousness. The attribute of love is that we have to identify with the object of our love, wherever our love is attached. So we have to attach our love to God. But instead we are attached to the whole world outside. And that is what is called attachment. So masters say that the man body is the highest in all creation, and the highest aim on the whole earth is to know God. They say that while on the earth there is the law of cause and effect, wherever we are attached, we will go. Now, as it is, we have come back again and again to this earth. If we had love for God, we would have gone back to God after leaving the body. So we must have that, you see, in this earthly life. If you develop love for God, naturally, After death, you will go to whom you are attached. If we are attached to the world outside, all over, then we will have to come back again and again. So masters tell us, love God. Each in his own language, of course. The 10th guru of the Sikhs addresses all social bodies, all religious movements. Hear ye all, I tell you the truth. Whosoever has love, he can know God. Now, love knows service and sacrifice. Love knows no burden. Where there is love, there's no burden. So we have to love God, and God resides in every heart. And we are of the same essence as God. We are all brothers and sisters in God. Love is such an attribute that if you put it into your household affairs, there will be peace. If you put it into your society, there will be peace there. If you put an ounce of love into your country, there will be peace in the country. So love is the panacea for all ills, I would say. Love knows giving, you see. It knows sacrifice. Kabir says, so long as you are in the man body, give, give, give. The word for body in his language also means to give. So it is said, as long as you are in the body, give, give, and give. Giving away is true renunciation. So if we have love, we must give to others the best we can. If you make others happy, then you will be happy yourself. If you make others miserable, then you also will not be able to escape the misery. So once it so happened that Lord Vishnu, who is the aspect of God in charge of maintenance, invited all the angels and the others of opposite qualities to a feast, and he arranged for them to sit in rows facing each other. Then Vishnu said, well, dear brothers, dear friends, all this is for you. Eat to your heart's content. But there's one condition laid down. Don't bend your elbows. Now those who were only demons, or whatever you might want to call them, they thought, well, strange enough, if we don't bend our elbows, how can we put the food in our mouths? Well, they considered it for long, but they could not comprehend it. They said, Lord Vishnu is just mocking us. And they refused to eat anything and left the place in disgust. But the angels who were sitting there, they said, well, these are the words of Lord Vishnu. There must be some meaning behind them, something we don't follow. And after calm consideration, it struck them. We can feed each other. So it was very easy, and all ate as directed. Well, what does all this mean? If we make others happy, we will become happy. If we put others in bad condition, we will be put in bad condition. So if we want to be happy, we must make others happy. And moreover, you will find that once a devotee prayed to God, please come to my home. My prayer is you will please come visit my home. So God promised, I will come on such and such a date. Well, the devotee made all arrangements, you see, and decorated his house with flowers and cleaned it throughout and put on really clean clothes. He sat at the door and waited for God. From morning to night, he sat there. But all who came was one old man passing by who could not even walk properly. The old man said to him, "Well, I am hungry. Give me some food. Half a loaf of bread, please, give me." But nobody listened. And so he passed on. And that night the devotee said to God, "Well, look here, you promised and you never came. I made all the arrangements for you." But God said, "I did come, and you would not even give me half a loaf of bread." So God resides in every heart. No heart is without him. We are all brothers and sisters in God. If we give to others, we will become happy. But we want to keep everything to our own selves. The result is that everyone wants to keep everything to his own self, and this is attachment. And the result? Misery. All are unhappy. So those who are hungry, give them something to eat. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. If they cannot stand on their legs, then help them stand on their legs. It would be good. If it is good for you, would it not be good for others too? Truly speaking, we are all brothers and sisters in God. We are of the same essence as that of God. And God also resides in everybody. He is the controlling power within you. So if you love, well, love is God. God is love. And the way back to God is also through love. So, parables are pregnant with meaning, you see. They mean something. They are meant for those of average intellect. But if we are more intellectual, then it is given direct. Share with others, please. You see? The point is, God is light, and he resides in every heart. Take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. Have you read the Bible? So any home where the light is lit, it looks very beautiful, does it not? If there is no light in the house and it is dark, then? So bodies in which the light is effulgent, in which the covers are shaken off, and the light is effulgent, because it is there, already of course, but covered, well then that face and body becomes beautiful. Masters say, that face is beautiful in which God is effulgent. That light shoots forth through the eyes. Whatever is there inside will come out through the eyes. If there is darkness, then darkness will come out. If there is light within, then naturally you will have light. When that light is within me, then naturally it will shoot forth to others. So who is alive in the world? Guru Nanak says, "Only he is alive, O Nanak, in whom the light of God is effulgent." So all others are dead. This is the definition of being alive in the terminology of the saints. Only he is alive, O Nanak, in whom the light of God is effulgent. Do you know what the highest ideal is in the social body that you have joined, the labels of which you are wearing? Among the Sikhs, the highest ideal is to become a Khalsa. And Khalsa means he who has got the full light of God effulgent within him, and he sees it. Otherwise, he may have the outward labels of Sikhism, but he is not a true Sikh. He has only joined that social body to have that light. And who is a Hindu? He who lights the candles outside and rings the bells? He should light the candles within. It's already lit, you see. Simply the covering is there. We simply have to withdraw the attention from outside. We don't have to light it again, new, you see. Just shake off the coverings. And this is possible only by withdrawing our attention from outside. So tap inside. Rivet your whole attention to that which enlivens your body, which is you. It is your own consciousness that makes you see all the world over. If you withdraw your attention, you will contact that direct. So I am looking at you all. I'm not looking behind me. Unless I look behind, I cannot see what is there. Unless we recede from outside, we cannot see the light. But if you do it, you will find light. And that is why the masters enjoin, take heed that the light within you is not darkness. All glory and beauty lie within you. Why, O man, are you going astray? In the Quran it is said, I am hidden within you. Why don't you find me? And we go to find him outside. The one who comes to a saint, he is advised what? To go inside. Withdraw from outside. He says, if you can go inside and rise above body consciousness, you will have an experience of those very statements which are given out in the scriptures. And what do the scriptures contain? What the masters have seen. What they have seen, they have put in there for the benefit of the child humanity. So it is love, you see. The Mohammedans have seen the light of God. Christ also has seen the light of God. You may be wearing any label, but unless you have got that God's light effulgent within you, take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness, then that is the only way. Why don't we find the light within us? Because our love is occupied outside in the world. We must direct our attention. Attention is the expression of our soul, the essence of which is love. When our whole attention is directed within, love meets that. So all masters say, love. And we will leave off at that point. Our last reading is a passage from the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians. And Paul says, you were darkness once, but now you are light in the Lord. Be like children of light, for the effects of the light are seen in complete goodness and right living and truth. Try to discover what the Lord wants of you, having nothing to do with the futile works of darkness, but exposing them by contrast. The things which are done in secret are things that people are ashamed even to speak of. But anything exposed by the light will be illuminated, and anything illuminated turns into light. That is why it is said, wake up from your sleep and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So be very careful about the sort of lives you lead, like intelligent and not like senseless people. This may be a wicked age, but your lives should redeem it. And do not be thoughtless, but recognize what is the will of the Lord. Do not drug yourselves with wine. This is simply dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit. Sing the words and tunes of the psalms and hymns when you are together. And go on singing and chanting to the Lord in your hearts, so that always and everywhere you are giving thanks to God. All right, our tape is continuing a satsang that Sanji gave in Caracas, Venezuela, in May of 1988. This talk was called Karma's Paid, Karma's Lifted.
ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅੰਧਾ ਸੋਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਫੜ ਕੇ ਤੁਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਕਰਮ ਅਸੀਂ ਭੋਗਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬੇਵੱਸ ਹਾਂ ਚਾਹੇ ਰੋਈਏ ਚਾਹੇ ਕਰਲਾਈਏ ਉਹ ਭੋਗਣੇ ਹੀ ਪੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅੱਗੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅੱਛਾ ਬੁਰਾ ਕਰਮ ਕਮਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੁਤੰਤਰ ਹਾਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਨਾ ਅੱਛੇ ਕਰਮ ਨਾ ਬੁਰੇ ਕਰਮ ਦੀ ਇੱਛਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਉੱਠਦੀ ਗੀ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਾਫ ਸੌਖਾ ਬੇਬਾਕ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਸੇ ਪੂਰੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰੋ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰੋ
ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਦਿਸ ਜੀਵਾ ਔਰ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਐਨੀ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਔਰ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਐਨੀ ਸ਼ੈਲਟਰ
Sin el Naam, este jiva o esta alma no tiene ningún apoyo ni ningún refugio.
Without the Naam, we are like the blind man who cannot find his way on his own. Naam works like a stick using which we can find our way.
Sin el Naam, nosotros somos como una persona ciega que no puede encontrar su camino sola. Y el Naam es como un bastón a través del cual o usando el cual podemos encontrar nuestro camino.
In front of our past karmas, we are helpless and we have to pay them no matter what we do.
Somos impotentes frente a nuestros karmas del pasado y los tenemos que pagar pase lo que pase.
We are helpless in front of the past karmas, but we are free in this human birth to make new karmas, good or bad.
Somos impotentes frente a nuestros karmas del pasado, pero para los karmas del futuro estamos libres.
In this human birth, besides doing good or bad karmas, since we are free to do them, we can also do the devotion of Shabad Naam, which can erase the effect of all the past karmas we have done.
En esta vida estamos libres para hacer no solo los buenos y los malos karmas, pero también podemos hacer la devoción y el Naam, cuya devoción hacemos, este Naam borra todo el efecto de los karmas que hemos hecho en el pasado.
Swamiji Maharaj says that if you want to gain the strength to bear the sufferings of the past karmas, and if you want to square off your karmas in this lifetime, you should do the devotion of Shabad Naam, because by doing the devotion of Shabad Naam, as one side, in one way we pay off our karmas, and at the same time we do not have the desire for creating any more karmas.
Swamiji Maharaj dice que cuando hacemos la meditación del Naam, esto nos da la fuerza para soportar los karmas que hemos hecho en el pasado, y a la vez ellos, cuando hacemos la meditación del Naam, podemos borrar los karmas que hemos hecho anteriormente, y además no surge el deseo dentro de nosotros de hacer más karmas.
Guru Nanak kende naam vasar challa anmarg antkal pashtai hai naam nu chhad ke shabd di kamai nu chhad ke jis vi assi raste te challange jo vi sadhan karange aakhir waqt sanu pashtaun to siway hor kuch vi palle nahi penda.
Guru Nanak sahib says that those who give up the path of the naam, they repent in the end.
El Guru Nanak sahib dice que aquellos que abandonan el sendero del naam se arrepienten al final.
He says that no matter what path we follow, But if we have forgotten the path of the Naam, if we have given up the path of the Naam, in the end we will have nothing but repentance.
Él dice que si nosotros hemos abandonado el sendero del Naam, no importa qué sendero sigamos nosotros, pero si hemos abandonado el sendero del Naam, al final lo único que tendremos es el arrepentimiento.
Satsang da jo program samagam si da oh samapat hai. आप लोगों ने बड़े प्यार ना सुनिया अपने घरां दे बंधन सख्त तोड़ के प्रबंधक ने बड़ा अच्छा प्रबंध किया सब ने शांति बनाई रखी सब दे धन्यवादी हैं.
This ends the program of the satsang of this tour.
Esto termina el programa de satsang de esta gira.
I am very grateful to all of you who gave up their responsibilities and the attachments to their homes and came here and very lovingly attended this program. All the dear ones made very good arrangements. All of you listened to the talks very peacefully and quietly. I appreciate all of you and I am very thankful to you for attending this program.
Estoy muy agradecido con todos ustedes que dejaron sus responsabilidades y sus apegos de las cosas del mundo y vinieron a asistir a este programa. Todos los arreglos que hicieron acá fueron muy buenos. Todos ustedes asistieron con mucha tranquilidad, con mucha paz a estas reuniones, a este programa. Y yo aprecio eso y les agradezco mucho.
Okay, please give out the prasad.
All right, we still have some more time, so we're going to begin another tape. This is from a program in Delhi in March of 1995. This is Sanchi discoursing on a bani of Swamiji.
Parampita, Savan Kripal de Charna vich namaskar hai. ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਦਾ ਜਸ਼ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਆਪਦਾ ਉੱਤਮ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਜਿਸ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਵੀ ਦੇਵਤੇ ਵੀ ਲੋਚਦੇ ਆ.
ਸੈਲੂਟੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਅੰਡਰ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਸਾਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਗਿਵਨ ਅਸ ਦਿਸ ਅਪੋਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਟੂ ਸਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ ਗਲੋਰੀ.
ਮੈਂ ਇਨਕਲੀਨੋ ਅੰਟੇ ਲੋਸ ਪੀਏਸ ਦੇਲ ਟੋਡੋ ਪੋਦਰੋਸੋ ਸਾਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਏਲੋਸ ਕਿਨੇਸ ਨੋਸ ਆਨ ਦਾਡੋ ਲਾ ਅਪੋਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਸੈਂਟਾਰਨੋਸ ਆ ਕੰਟਾਰ ਸੂਸ ਅਲਾਵਾਂਸਸ
ਐਂਡ ਹੂ ਗੇਵ ਅਸ ਦੇਅਰ ਬੈਸਟ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੈਟ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਫਾਰ ਵਿਚ ਈਵਨ ਦ ਗੋਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਡੈਸਸ yearn for.
Quienes nos dieron su mejor darshan, aquel darshan que anhelaban los mismos dioses y diosas.
Darshana di mahanta dasde hoye Guru Arjan Dev ne kya ten janm savarya apna jin gur akhi dekhen ohna ne avda janm savar liya jine o parmatma de putr satguru nu tarti te turde phirde nu dekhya ਉਹ ਧੰਨ ਸਨ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਵਣ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਰੱਬ ਰੂਪ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਏ.
ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੀ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਆਰ ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਹੈਡ ਦ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ.
ਹਬਲਾਂਡੋ ਅਸਰਕਾ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ Bendecidos son aquellos quienes han recibido el darshan del maestro mientras están vivos en este mundo.
They have made their birth successful after having the darshan of the master.
Han hecho que su nacimiento tenga éxito después de haber recibido el darshan.
Blessed were the sons of God, Lord Savan and Kripal, and blessed are those who got the opportunity to have the darshan of them in this world.
Benditos son los hijos de Dios, Savan y Kripal, y también son benditos aquellos quienes pudieron recibir el darshan de ellos en este mundo.
Satguru, de ni hundada, de shak, así uno de samjde hain. Sade taraf khanda pinda bhi hai, tarti te turda firda bhi hai. Ansana waliyan sariyan kriya karda hoya bhi. ਉਹ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਆਪਦਾ ਸਰੂਪ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਅ ਬਾਡੀ ਈਵਨ ਦੋ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਹਿਮ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਬਾਡੀ
El Sadguru no es el cuerpo, aun cuando lo veamos como si fuera el cuerpo.
We see him eating, walking, talking, and doing all the things which we the human beings do on this physical plane.
Lo vemos haciendo todas las cosas que hacen los seres humanos en este plano físico. Lo vemos comiendo, andando por aquí, por allá. Lo vemos haciendo todas estas cosas.
He is not a body like us.
Él no es un cuerpo como somos nosotros.
Even though he manifests in the body, even though he is in the body, but still he has some other position.
Aun cuando él se manifiesta en el cuerpo, aun cuando él esté dentro de un cuerpo, su posición es distinta.
Oh, saade tara karma da saaf chukon vaste nahi hunda ga. Oh, swatantar hunda hai. Oh, parmatma da sandesh leke saade vichkar aunda hai. Sanu parmatma da sandesh dinda hai.
Like us, he does not come in this world to pay off the karmas or the accounts of the sins.
Él no viene a este mundo a pagar los karmas de los pecados como lo hacemos nosotros.
He is free, and taking the message or bringing the message of God Almighty, he comes in this world to give us the message and to make us free.
Él está libre y viene a este mundo con el mensaje de Dios Todopoderoso. Él nos da este mensaje y nos libera.
ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਤਰਫੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਗਿਆਨ ਕਰਾਇਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਤਰਫੋਂ ਕਿ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਕਿੰਨਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਨਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਤਾਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਉਹਦਾ ਉਹ ਕੰਮ ਪੂਰਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਦੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਸਕਿੰਟ ਵੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਾਸ ਬੁਲਾ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ
ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਗਿਨਿੰਗ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਗਿਵਨ ਦ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਬਾਈ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਦੈਟ ਟੂ ਹੂਮ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਹੂਮ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਕਨੈਕਟ ਵਿਦ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ
ਦੈਜ਼ ਦੈ ਮਿਸਮੋ ਕਮੀਨਸੋ ਐਲ ਟੀਨੇ ਐਲ ਕੋਨੋਸੀਮੀਐਂਟੋ ਦੇ ਦਿਓਸ ਤੋਦੋ ਪੋਦਰੋਸੋ ਐਸਟੇ ਕੋਨੋਸੀਮੀਐਂਟੋ ਦੇ ਕਿਐਨ ਦੇਵੇ ਰਿਸੀਵਿਰ ਲਾ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਦਿਓਸ ਤੋਦੋ ਪੋਦਰੋਸੋ ਈ ਕਿਐਨ ਦੇਵੇ ਸੇਰ ਕਨੈਕਟਾਡੋ ਕੋਨ ਐਲ
ਹਾਊ ਲੌਂਗ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਲਿਵ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਲੀਵ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ
ਤਾਂਬੀਐਨ ¿Cuánto tiempo va a vivir en este mundo y cuándo ha de partir?
When he finishes his work in this physical plane, after that he doesn't live in this world or on this plane even for a moment.
Cuando él termina su trabajo en este mundo físico, no permanece en este mundo un momento más.
Oh. ¿Qué sandesh sansar de vich leunda hai? ਉਹ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਇਹ ਕਾਲ ਦੇ ਕਸ਼ਟਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਜੰਮਣ ਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਦੁੱਖਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੀ ਸੁਰਤ ਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜੇ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜੇ
ਵਟ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਡਜ਼ ਹੀ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ
ਕੀ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਤਰਾਏ ਆ ਇਸ ਤੇ ਮੁੰਡੋ
ਹੀ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ be free or those who want to save themselves from the difficulties and the troubles created by the kal they should connect their soul with the shabad inside
nos dice que aquellos que quieren liberarse de todas las dificultades y los problemas creados por kal deben conectarse con el shabad e ir internamente
jinne bhi ved shastra han sab naam di mehma gaunde hai eh ohna mahatma de likhe hoye hai ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪਿੰਡ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡ ਤੇ ਚੜੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਵਸਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਮਾਲਕ ਰੂਪ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਸਨ
ਆਲ ਦ ਵੇਦਾਸ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰਾਸ ਦ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਸਕ੍ਰਿਪਚਰਸ ਦੇ ਆਲ ਸਿੰਗ ਦ ਗਲੋਰੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਨਾਮ
ਟੋਡਸ ਲੋਸ ਵੇਦਾਸ ਐਂਡ ਲੋਸ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰਾਸ ਲਾਸ ਐਸਕ੍ਰਿਟੂਰਾਸ ਹਿੰਦੂਸ ਕਾਂਟਨ ਲਾ ਗਲੋਰੀਆ ਦੇਲ ਨਾਮ
ਦੇ ਵੇਰ ਰਿਟਨ ਬਾਈ ਦੋਸ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਹੂ ਵਿਦਡਰੂ ਫਰਮ ਦ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਪਲੇਨ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਬਾਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਂਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡ
fueron escritos por aquellos mahatmas que se separaron o dejaron el mundo físico y fueron al brahman
and made the union with god almighty
y se unieron con dios todopoderoso
kise mahatma ne eh nahi likhya apni lekhni de vich vi tusi inna nu padhan de naal mukt ho jaoge ya parmatma nu mil laoge
no mahatma has ever written in his writing that by reading this holy scripture you will get the liberation or you will meet god
ningun mahatma ha escrito que al leer nuestros escritos o las sagradas escrituras encontrarán a Dios ni tampoco han dicho que de esta forma se logrará la liberación
tuanu koi aadmi eh ja sansar vich nahi milega beshak unne din raat padhya hove pad pad ke gaddiyan kitabaan ni lad ditiyan hon ke oh eh dawa kar sake ke mere man nu shanti hai ya main tripat hai ਜਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਮਿਲ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ.
ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਐਨੀ ਵਨ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਹੂ ਮੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਰੈਡ ਦਿ ਸਕ੍ਰਿਪਚਰ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਫਿਲਡ ਅਪ ਦ ਕਾਰਟ ਲੋਡਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਬੁੱਕਸ ਆਫਟਰ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਦੈਮ ਸਟਿਲ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਗੋਟ ਦ ਪੀਸ ਆਫ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਔਰ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਗੋਟ ਦ ਕੰਟੈਂਟਮੈਂਟ ਔਰ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਗੋਟ.
ਨੋ ਐਨਕੋਂਟਰਾਰਾਨ ਅ ਨਾਦੀ ਐਨ ਇਸਤੇ ਮੁੰਡੋ ਕੇ ਦੀਗਾ que ha leído todas las sagradas escrituras, que las haya leído muchísimas veces, no importa si llena una carreta de libros, esta persona no les dirá que después de haber leído todo esto, recibió ni la liberación, ni la felicidad, ni la satisfacción.
Guru Nanak kende ved katev sansar havahum bahara te nanaka patshah desi jahara.
Guru Nanak sahab says that Vedas, the Katev, the other holy scriptures.
El Guru Nanak Sahib dice que los Vedas y los Katevs o las otras escrituras sagradas,
they do not take you out of this world.
No los llevan, no los sacan de este mundo.
Nanak says that his almighty Lord, his Lord is unique, he is different than the Vedas and Shastras.
Nanak dice, mi Dios es distinto a los Vedas y a los Shastras.
He is omnipresent and he is easily visible.
Él es omnipresente y se le puede ver con gran facilidad.
Kabir Sahib kende hai ke jis mandal vich oh parmatma rehnda hai vasda hai sachkhand de vich utthe din nahi raat nahi koi utthe ved shastr nahi koi utthe bhasha da jhagda nahi kehn lage kyon tusi sari zindagi bas vasse vich apni kharab karde ho. ਇਹ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਵੇਰਵਾ ਹੀ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ. ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਦਿਨ ਸੋ ਰਹਿਣ ਵੇਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰ ਯਹਾਂ ਵਸੇ ਨਿਰੰਕਾਰਾ ਕਹੇ ਕਬੀਰ ਨਰ ਤਿਸੇ ਧਿਆਓ ਤੇ ਬਾਬਰਿਆ ਸੰਸਾਰਾ.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਪਲੇਨ ਵੇਅਰ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡਸ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਿਸੇ ਕਿ ਅਕੇਲ ਪਲਾਨੋ ਦੋਂਦੇ ਰਸੀਦੇ ਦਿਓਸ ਤੋ ਪੋਇਰੋਸੋ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ
ਡਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਡੇ ਔਰ ਨਾਈਟ.
ਨੋ ਅਜਾ ਨੋ ਐਕਸਿਸਟੇ ਨੀ ਐਲ ਦੀਆ ਨੀ ਲਾ ਨੋਚੀ.
ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਡਿਸਪਿਊਟ ਆਫ the languages over there and no Vedas or Shastras exist there.
No existe ninguna discusión de los idiomas y tampoco existen ni los Vedas ni los Shastras.
Why are you debating over all these holy scriptures? Why are you fighting with each other?
¿Por qué discuten tanto acerca de estas escrituras sagradas? ¿Por qué pelean tanto?
Kabir Sahib says that the place where the formless one resides, neither there is Ved nor there are the Shastras.
Kabir Sahib dice, allí donde vive el omnipresente, allá no existen ni los Ved ni los Shastras.
Oh man, why have you become crazy and are you fighting with each other?
Oh hombre, ¿por qué te has enloquecido? ¿Por qué están peleando?
He cannot be found in any of these holy scriptures.
Él no puede ser encontrado en ninguna de estas escrituras sagradas.
ਨਾ ਇਸੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਜਾਣ ਲੱਗਿਆਂ ਕੋਈ ਗਮੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ.
ਨੀਦਰ ਸੱਚ ਬਿਲੋਵਰਸ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਨਾਰ ਡੂ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਸੈਡਨੈਸ ਲੀਵਿੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ.
ਇਸੋ ਸਮਾਦੋਸ ਦੇ ਦਿਓਸ ਕੁਆਂਡੋ ਵੀਨੇਨ ਆ ਇਸਤੇ ਮੁੰਡੋ ਨੀ ਸਿਏਂਟਨ ਫੈਲਿਸਿਦਾਦ ਨੋ ਸਿਏਂਟਨ ਫੈਲਿਸਿਦਾਦ ਕੁਆਂਡੋ ਵੀਨੇਨ ਆ ਇਸਤੇ ਮੁੰਡੋ ਈ ਨੋ ਸਿਏਂਟਨ ਤ੍ਰਿਸਟੇਸਾ ਤੰਪੋਕੋ ਕੁਆਂਡੋ ਸੇ ਵਾਨ.
ਜਦ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਹੁਕਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਰੀਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਾਖਲ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਤੋਂ ਹੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹਦੀ ਯਾਦ ਚੁਭੀ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਖਟਕਦੀ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ. ਨਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੂਰੀ ਨੀਂਦ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਅੱਛੇ ਖਾਣਾ 'ਚੋਂ ਰਸ ਮਿਲਦਾ, ਨਾ ਅੱਛੇ ਮਕਾਨਾਂ 'ਚੋਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ. ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿਕਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਗੀ, ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਜੁੜ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਗੇ, ਐਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਹੁੰਚਦੇ ਗੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਤਰਫੋਂ ਹੀ ਆਇਆ ਹੋਵੇ.
ਐਵਰ ਸਿੰਸ God Almighty has given the order to such souls, and ever since such great Mahatmas are put in the body, they always have the remembrance of God Almighty. It always, the pangs of separation always go on pinning them.
Desde el momento en que Dios Todopoderoso coloca a sus amados en un cuerpo, desde el momento cuando ellos vienen a este mundo, ellos siempre tienen aquel dolor de la separación y siempre tienen esta remembranza.
Neither they sleep well, nor they find any contentment or any happiness from living in the good houses or eating good foods.
Ni duermen bien, ni tampoco encuentran ninguna satisfacción de las casas cómodas ni de la comida deliciosa.
Unless they come in the company or come in the contact of such a Mahatma, within whom God Almighty is manifested, they do not find any peace or contentment.
A no ser que ellos se encuentren con un Mahatma dentro de quien se haya manifestado Dios Todopoderoso, a no ser que esto suceda, ellos no sienten ninguna satisfacción.
Guru Gobind Singh le dice.
Our closing bhajan is on page 82. This is Sanchi's bhajan, Isa Prema Di Dunya Vicha Sajana. O friend, in this world of love, one has to suffer loss. The beloved one is obtained later on, but first, one has to get his head cut. He who has earned the love has not hidden himself. He who sacrifices his mind gets the manifested Lord. If the courtyard of the heart is pure, the beloved one comes and sits there. The path of this love is not smooth. It is sharper than the edge of a sword. To climb the cross is easier. It's very difficult to earn the true love. That Lord becomes pleased only if one dies while living. Love cannot be found in the marketplace, nor in the mountains and hills, not in the waves of the ocean, nor in the cities, nor in the wilderness. The temple of that Lord is within us. He who loves gets him. He who wants to love truly from within should bring his head on the palm of his hand. He who puts his head at the feet of the Master is not afraid of death. O Kripal Guruji, forgive us. Ajab is undergoing sufferings. O friend, in this world of love, one has to suffer loss. The beloved one is obtained later on, but first, one has to get his head cut.
Prema di dunia vicha sajana nukasona utona pendahe picho pritum piara tamilada Bela sirkatvona pendahe Itum pyara vicha sajana Nukasona utona pendahe Picho pritum piara tamilida bela sirka tvona pendahe jisna vi prema kamaya hai napna apa Lukaya e Jovi mana beta Charahonda e O Arjara Bunu Ponda e Jesus Previ Pimba, sorry. Come. Chakra Safdilada Vicha Pritumake Bahenda E Isa Prema Di Dunia Vicha Sajana Nukasona utona pendahe picho pritum piara tamilada pelasira katavona pendahe e prema darasita bikarae kahande didarato tikarae sulite charuna sokae sacha prema kamona okae Tahi kusha hove jondehi marna pendae isa prema di dunia vicha sajna nukasona utona Pendahe picho pritum piara tamilada pelasira katavona pendahe namilada prema bajara vicha Na parabhata na pahara vicha Na sagara diya lihara dihara vicha Na shehara te na ujara vicha Prabhuda Osa Prabhuda Mandara Andaravicha Jo Prema Kare So Lendahe Isa Prema Di Dunia Vicha Sajna Nukasona utona pendahe picho pritum piara tamilada pelasira katavona pendahe sacha prema Jo andarau karna chahe O sisa talike darke aye So jo sira charna te darjahe O Marano Mulana Dada E. Kirpala Guruji Bakshalavo Ajay Badukare Sahendae Isa Prema Didunia Vichasajana Nukasona Utona Pendae Picho Pritam Pyara Tamilda Bela Sira Kativona Pendae.
He who wants to love truly from within should bring his head on the palm of his hand. He who puts his head at the feet of the Master is not afraid of death. O Kripal Guruji, forgive us. Ajab is undergoing sufferings. O friend, in this world of love, one has to suffer loss. The beloved one is obtained later on, but first one has to get his head cut. May God bless us all.